is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. It's time now for the Christian War Room with your host, Michael Schonborn. Now, here's Michael.
Thank you, David, for the introduction and welcome here at the Christian War Room. And we are touching something very hot today, very hot iron. And it's easy to get burned when we are doing this. Now, we've got a talk here by Bruce Smith Jr., and he has written a book called The Truth on Homosexuality. So the guy's done a lot of research, and he's gone sort of right into the subject, looking at a lot of evidence, scientific papers, as well as stories of people within the gay community, within the homosexual community, and people who have come out of it, as well, and people who have come out of it and went through a process to change their orientation to becoming heterosexual. Anyway, very interesting subject, but it's also a subject which is poignant today. One thing we have found is that when we look at the millennial generation, so people born after 1980, they identify up to almost 8% as being LGBT. It's very, very strange. That's in 2016, this figure. In 2012, it was only about 5%. Now, generations preceding the millennials, so Generation X and the baby boomers, they only identify to about 3%, roughly about 3%, with the LGBT movement. So suddenly from one generation to the next, we've got a jump by about 3%, doubling people which identify within this group. So that pretty much tells us we are dealing with something as a church which we have to, you know, which we will come along on a more regular basis. So there will be, number one, people we need to outreach to who are caught up in this lifestyle. And also, there will be people, you know, coming to our churches, possibly looking for help. And we need to give them the right advice. Now, the problem is the secular narrative is full of lies. It's just full of lies, and there's no other way to put this. The narrative is not based on truth. It's based on dogma, on political correctness, on the philosophy of tolerance, but not necessarily on a philosophy of genuinely helping people and bringing them to a better life. You know? There's a lot of deception in this area, and we need to be, number one, aware of it, and number two, deal with it. Okay, I'm going to pass over to Bruce Smith to part two of the truth about homosexuality, and you can find the first part at christianwarroom.com. All you need to do is just look for talk number 197. This is going to be talk number 198. Okay, over to Bruce Smith.
What that means, let me start with the first one. I don't like this argument because it doesn't help. Even if you were born that way, which there's no scientific evidence to prove, but even if you were, that doesn't mean it's right. Amen. So we were all born into sin. Like, I can't use that argument. I can't use the argument that, well, God made me to love the ladies, so I'm going to go out and just do a bunch of ladies. That's not a good argument because it's sinful. I can't use that argument. And God be like, okay, well, I did make it. That's not how that works. We're all responsible for our actions. And homosexuality is an action. Okay? The second one with these animals. I'm going to skip to the next slide so you can see what's going on. Okay. There's this theory out here. There was these gay penguins, quote unquote. In this one zoo, I believe it was in New York, there was these two male penguins, and they got together and were hanging out. So they're like, oh, we got some gay penguins. So they gave the penguins an egg. And so they had a little nest, and they were like taking care of this little baby penguin or whatever. So they're like, well, yeah, so this was all over everything, proving homosexuality because it's in the animals, so blah, blah, blah. We got these gay penguins. Guess what happened? They brought in a female penguin. The one male penguin was like, I'm out. Went with the female penguin. Debunked the whole thing. But they didn't promote any of that. They didn't explain any of that. They just shut down their thing. So all of a sudden, it's like there was like, gay penguin parents are the best. I mean, it was all these articles about this. After they broke up is what they said. You don't hear nothing about it. So there are several scientists that broke down. Anytime you think you see homosexuality in animals, it's not that. Like, for example, with dogs, because I hear this all the time. Well, my dog was humping another male dog. It's dominance. If you understand dogs, it's a way to assert dominance. They're not trying to do stuff. They're like, I'm bigger and better than you. It's basically how that boils down. We don't do that as humans, but that's how they do. So we can't use that weak argument to say, okay, well, since they were humping each other. My friend told me this, and I said, I saw your dog humping a table. I said, does that make it okay for us to hump tables? And she was like, actually, you're right. It's a weak argument, so we can't use that. Sorry. Homosexuality is a human ideology that simply doesn't exist in the animal kingdom. If you do any research on it, you'll see that that's the case. Perceived animal homosexuality can be explained away, but even if it wasn't, it's still not in accordance with nature. This is what's called doublespeak. Nature has two definitions. One is it exists in nature. The other is it's in accordance with nature. So if we said, oh, well, those penguins are gay, which means it exists in nature, that means it's in accordance with, that's a contradiction. It's not in accordance with nature, and I just showed you why it's not. So let's move on to the next one. Homosexuality is obviously unsafe. I hear these people say this, like, homosexuality is safe? No, it's not. And here's the other funny thing. The CDC is the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Yes. Thank you, because I drew a blank real quick. This is not a Christian organization. So whenever someone said, well, where your facts at? Where you get these facts? The CDC. Well, I said, I show on the CDC, and they start feeding me stuff from the CDC that proves the point that I made. So I'm like, so we agree? No, we don't agree. And I'm like, you just said the same thing I said. You sent me the same information. I'm sorry, I'm a little frustrated. Let me break this down for you. Gay, bisexual, and men who have sex with men. That's an important distinction because a lot of people think that it's just one category. It's just homosexuals. The people that call themselves homosexual. That's not the case. There are people who just do stuff with other guys. They don't claim to be gay. They just do stuff. Like, for example, in prison. Those people aren't necessarily gay. They just do stuff with other guys. So, anyway, that category is disproportionately impacted by syphilis, HIV, and other sexually transmitted diseases. They are at an increased risk for STDs, including emergence of antimicrobial resistance when compared to women and exclusively heterosexual men. The disproportionate part is what's important. Like I said, the gay community is only 3.8%. The numbers that show who's infected with these different diseases are huge compared to the entire rest of the population. It's disproportionate, which shows that it's unsafe. The practices and the stuff that they're doing is not safe. This, I'm sorry, but I have to tell you guys this. Like I said, I haven't had sex before, so this stuff is foreign to me. I don't know if you guys heard about this fisting stuff. I'm not, you can imagine what it is. I'm not going to explain it to you. But it single-handedly causes severe permanent damage. It is one of the, I think they said it's the most physically damaging sexual practice. It was invented in the homosexual community, and it is extremely popular in the homosexual community. So what happened was there was this advocacy group called GLSEN. They went into this school. They said that the bottom number of age for people that they want to teach about homosexuality was 5. They wanted to start in kindergarten to teaching these kids how to do this. This kid raised his hand and said, what is this fisting all about? So this gay man comes up and explains to these kids how to do this. Then Planned Parenthood, who's so awesome, had a booth with fisting kits. So you could be protected while you're doing this stuff. And it came with a glove and something else. Like, that makes it okay. That it's still as damaging. I don't understand it, but this is the stuff that's... So they actually got caught and tried to do a secret one, and they got caught again. But it's like they're sneaking around to try to promote all this stuff. This is the other argument I hear. Well, we should stop just attacking them. We should stop being mean to them. We should just teach them how to protect themselves. That's not what they're about. They're not trying to be protected. They're trying to enjoy pleasure to its highest without any restrictions. So that's why it's all these diseases and stuff are so prevalent, because they're not using it. They know what protection is. They're not using it on purpose. Tears, ruptures, cancer, and infections are the result of this stuff. And this is the last one. I'm sorry, but I got to tell you about it. Yeah. It's called fecal incontinence. Basically, you can't control your stuff. Sorry, I got to tell you about it. This is what happens. Does anybody in here want to experience that?
No.
No. Does anybody want to cause someone else to experience that? I got to tell you guys, I was reading this article about this because I like to do my research because I don't want to say anything that's not factually, you know, accurate. At the top of the article, it warned me. It said, there's a picture, right? But all I saw was text. I mean, this was a long article. So I started reading. I was like, I'll just read the top part. So I started reading, but then I was like reading. I totally forgot about the warning. So I caught, like I was scrolling. I said, whoa, almost dropped my phone. I saw half the picture of what that is. I had to put my phone down. It ruined the rest of my night. And this is what is common. These are things that people don't know about. They don't talk about. So when people stand up, oh yeah, I love the homosexuals. We support them and we help. Let's encourage them to keep doing. You don't know what it does. You don't know how it affects them. And they deal with that. It's not like something, oh, we can just take some medicine and get healed from that. You can't recover from that. That's what they got to deal with for the rest of their lives. And it's messed up. And I don't want people to deal with that. I said this last time. Homosexuals are more likely to develop cancer. They say men are twice as likely. I found out why. Because I was like, what in the world does homosexuality have to do with cancer? I'll try to explain it in a PG way. You know what happens when men and women get together? Okay. When that happens, signals, this is awesome, because the scripture that says the two become one flesh, that's true on a cellular level. I never knew this. When stuff happens between man and woman, there are signals that are sent out to let the woman know that this is okay so that it's not rejected by the woman's immune system. Any foreign body that enters a woman's, any foreign substance that enters a woman's body is automatically rejected unless they receive a signal saying this is okay. So the woman actually receives that as her own body. Wow. Isn't that awesome? Yeah. So when two dudes get together and stuff happens, those signals go out, but they're in the wrong body. There's no way to communicate that accurately. So the stuff doesn't know that it's in the wrong body. So it does what it's supposed to do. So what happens is it actually invades cells within the guy and forms cancerous growths. And a lot of deaths occur because of this cancer. Did you guys know that?
No.
I didn't either. I was like, what? It's crazy. Here's another thing. A lot of people think that homosexuality is just bad for the dudes. They're like, well, we're lesbians, so we're good. Nope. This is from the CDC as well. Research tells us that lesbian and bisexual women are at a higher risk for certain problems than other women are. Heart disease, higher rates of obesity, smoking, and stress. Cancer, higher rates of depression and anxiety, STDs and STIs. So all of that stuff that we were just talking about affects women as well. And a lot of the problem is because of the whole bisexual part. You got gay guys doing stuff with gay guys and getting all these infections and stuff. Then you have bisexual women who are sleeping with guys and getting that stuff. And then they go with the women. So it's not like it's just women over here, guys over here. There's the bisexual, quote unquote. All these words are made up, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. The word homosexual, the word heterosexual, straight, gay, sexual orientation, all these words were made up. I thought they were biological. I still remember in biology class, my teacher was showing me in the book, this is homosexual, this is heterosexual. We were like, ooh. And one of the jocks was like, well, I'm glad I'm a homosexual. And we all started laughing. And she's like, you mean heterosexual? He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I meant. I'm heterosexual. So we all bought into this thing that we have this. It's not biological at all. There was a guy who was trying to repeal sodomy laws in the late 1800s. He made up these words and we just accept them and we think they're normal. So if you see me say homosexual in quotes or straight and all that kind of stuff, that's because they're made up. But you guys know what they mean, so I just keep it rolling. Check this out. This is a graph from the CDC again that shows the level of HIV infections. It says more than 1 in 8 Americans are infected with HIV and don't know it.
Wow, that's true.
So if you count 8 people, I'm not saying that it's happening in here. All I know is that I don't have it. I don't even got to get tested. I ain't got to worry about it. But this is the danger. And like I said before, if two dudes are doing stuff and they're getting it, they're passing it on to the bisexuals who are passing it on to the females. So it's infecting the entire population. But look at the difference, though. The blue, the 63% is gay and bisexual men. That's where all the HIV infections are. So do you think that's safe? I mean, I think it's obvious. So let's move on to immorality. Homosexuality is obviously immoral. God is the author of the moral law. Morality comes from God because he's the standard. Number one, he's perfect, which means he can't lie or make a mistake. So what he says is accurate. Secondly, he's perfectly good. So anything outside of his goodness is wrong, is evil. So he's the only one who could say this is right and this is wrong. We can't come with our finite opinions and all this stuff talking about, well, God, I think homosexuality should be okay. Like that's going to trump God's word. Like you can't do that. So it's clearly immoral, and we find that in the Bible. Secondly, on a natural perspective, because I did a radio interview a couple days ago about my book, and one of the questions was, well, what about people who don't believe in God? What do you say to them? And I addressed that in here too. Like I said, I think it's, everybody can get something out of here. On a natural level, it is immoral to inflict harm upon oneself or other people, and homosexuality is harmful to everyone involved. Amen. Like I said, all of that stuff, all those diseases, I could have spent this entire message just preaching on the effects. There was infections and stuff I never even heard of before. I had to look at it. I'm like, it's so much stuff, I couldn't pack it all in here. Wow. It's immoral. I would never do that to someone else, and I don't want anyone else to do that to me. Amen. I don't think anybody in their right mind would. But the problem is that they put pleasure above everything else. They don't care about that kind of stuff. So, this is the truth. The fact-based position is obvious. Homosexuality is abnormal, it's unnatural, it's unsafe, and immoral, and should therefore be avoided at all costs. To disagree with this fact is to reject the truth. You can say all day, well, I don't like that. I don't believe that. I disagree with that. It doesn't mean it's not true. Again, I gave you the evidence. It's not like I'm making this stuff up. They get mad at me like I wrote this stuff. I mean, I wrote the book, but you know what I'm saying. I got the evidence from credible sources. Now, how do we help advocates? Advocates are the people, like I said, who are promoting this stuff and pushing this like it's a great thing. The first step is don't be an advocate. Amen. You can't be an advocate yourself and help these people. Also, you can't be a Christian and practice, approve of, encourage, or defend sinfulness. It's a contradiction. Two, we have to tell them the truth in love so they understand how dangerous it is to advocate one of the most dangerous and destructive lifestyles in existence. I know my friends get mad at me, but they change their profile picture to the rainbow. And, you know, every time I put something, who are you to say? I mean, they're so for it, but they've done zero research. Man, they don't know what this stuff is about. You have to disprove their preconceived notions with facts. And finally, challenge them to explain what it is they really support. When they say, I support homosexuality, ask them, what exactly does that mean? And start breaking this down. Check this out. When you say you support homosexuality, are you saying you support molestation, rape, group sex, incest? I just got to put a little starter because I had to tell you this. There was these two dudes, they're both gay, and they were offered a role in a pornography film. They accepted it and did stuff together. Yeah. This is the stuff that goes on. You will never hear about this stuff unless you come to one of my messages. Because I'll tell you what's going on. Pedophilia, infidelity, deadly infections and diseases, promiscuity, physical mental damage, and sinning against God. Do you support that? Because they say they support homosexuality. All this stuff is wrapped up in homosexuality. Do you support that? There's more. Do you support exposing children to nudity and lewdness, depression, suicidal thoughts and actions, domestic violence, blaspheming Christianity, attacking Christians? I got to pause there. In these gay pride parades, one of the main things that they do is they attack Christianity. So they put up these crosses, and they have these people hanging on the crosses, and they put little signs where instead of King of the Jews, they say, enough of this homophobia and all this kind of stuff. So they're trying to make Christianity look like it's the evil thing and that what they're doing is good. But there's children at these events and saying all this stuff. Denying the children the best possible upbringing. The best possible upbringing is with their biological father and mother. I had an advocate friend who was arguing with me about that. And I said, okay, she was brought up in a household with a mother and father, so she's not speaking from experience. I couldn't find anyone personally who was raised by same-sex couple, so I researched it. And you should hear the stories. They're starting to speak out now because they're old enough to actually speak out now. The one girl was like, I longed for my father. She said it was a hole in me that I have suffered to this day because I missed out on that. She's like, it's not that I didn't love my mom and her partner, but they robbed me of relationship with my father. That's what happened 100% of the time. So I told her that. And guess what she said? Well, there's two sides to every story. I'm like, so you're saying that these people who are coming out and saying how this negatively affected them, that's just their opinion? And if you talk to the parents, they'd have a different side. I'm like, get out of here, man. Oh, man. Anyway, indoctrinating, brainwashing children, all this is prevalent in homosexuality. So check this out. These are just two snapshots of gay pride parades. You'll see on the left there, this dude is walking around butt nude. And the little girl there is covering her eyes. When I saw this stuff makes me so mad. On the right, same thing. It's little boy, that guy. That I cropped everything out so that you didn't see nothing. But he's just like, ugh. Kids should not be exposed to that kind of stuff. And that's, you know, all these people supporting this stuff. This is what goes on at these gay pride parades. And actually, this is mild. This is the PG version. I say virgin. There were so many pictures I couldn't even put in here because the stuff that they do at these places. So, of course, when you ask them if they approve of all that stuff, when they say they approve of homosexuality, they'll say, of course not. I support the right to love and monogamous relationships. Right? Here's the rebuttal. Romans 13:10 says love does no harm to its neighbor. We've already proven to you that homosexuality is harmful. So when they say this is about love, it's not. It's about lust and pleasure. Love doesn't negatively impact children by denying them a mother or a father 100% of the time. That's not love. Third, monogamous relationships in the LGBT community are virtually non-existent. I don't know if you guys knew this or not. So these people that are supporting gay marriage and all that kind of stuff, it's not what we call marriage. When I think of marriage, I think of what God said, man and woman together forever. Amen. Right? When they think of marriage, they think of just two people together who can agree to say, okay, well, we'll have this guy come over and we'll do stuff. And oh, if you want to go sleep with them, just let me know first and that's okay. Like, that's how they operate. The statistics are astounding. So the promiscuity levels, even in gay married couples, there's guys that have had thousands and thousands of partners. That just blows my mind. I have zero, and these guys having thousands. Anyway, lust, infidelity, and promiscuity are central to homosexuality. So here's a more important one, is how to actually help the people who are dealing with this. One, we got to holster our guns. A lot of people, they, you know, are fired up. They're like, pew, pew. Leviticus 18:22, you abomination, yo. Like, they come real hard, like, with the scriptures, like 1 Corinthians 6:9. Like, they got it all, you know. It's like, relax. Put the guns in the holsters. And the first thing we got to do is be willing to listen. These people have different experiences that brought them to where they are. Some people suffered. I met a lot of people through this process. Most of the people I met have suffered horrible abuses by their own family members. Heartbreaking stuff. It twisted something in them and led them in a position where they were questioning their sexuality, all that kind of stuff. Let them that way. So you can't approach that person the same as someone who, you know, says they experienced same-sex attraction, but they don't know where it came from. They had a great, happy upbringing. It's a different story. Then there's people, like I said, in prison who went in one way, got repeatedly abused, came out a different way. That's a different situation. So we have to listen first before we start shooting off. Don't be a hateful opponent or a neutral. A hateful opponent is someone who hates homosexuality so much that they also hate the person. So they say stuff, well, God hates gays and you're going to hell. And they come with that kind of harsh reaction. That's not going to help anybody. I've never seen somebody attack somebody like that. And they say, okay, you're right. I want to be a Christian like you. That's not how Christianity works. So you can't be hateful with the approach. Neutrals are those people in the middle. They're like, well, I ain't going to say nothing. So if someone comes up to them and says, listen, I wanted to tell you, you know, I'm struggling with this. They say, maybe you should call the pastor, or call his son. He wrote a book. You know, they push it off. They came to you. We all rose. Well, most of us rose our hand. We know these people. Amen. That's why they come to you. I believe that's why God put them in our lives. So we can help them. We're supposed to be the light and the salt of the earth to affect them in a positive way. They come to you and they don't get that help. That's messed up. We can't do that. This is the other key. We have to agree with God that homosexuality is sinful. Some people don't. And finally, we got to treat homosexuals with love and respect and tell them the truth in love as led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. That led by the Holy Spirit is key. We can't just go rushing in. I'm going to tell you about homosexuality today. They didn't come to you. They didn't ask. I know people who practice this lifestyle I haven't said a word to because I haven't been led to say anything to them. I think people think that as soon as I hear that, like, I jump in and I start having. I don't. I wait till God says, okay, you might want to say something. Then I speak or I say, let's talk about it or whatever. We're not trying to attack people. We're trying to help them. Let's do a quick review. Homosexuality is abnormal, it's unnatural, it's unsafe, and immoral, and should therefore be avoided at all costs. We love these people. We want to see them healthy and whole here. We also want to see them in heaven. Amen. These are two important things. So we can't be saying, go ahead, get with them dudes and go to that parade and all this kind of stuff and encourage them to do stuff that hurts him and other people. Advocates need our help. We got to help these people who are encouraging this stuff. Homosexuals need our help. Again, there's no reason that we shouldn't be helping these people in love. And lastly, we must be willing and ready to help save lives and souls at any moment. You never know when someone's going to call you or just walk up to you and be like, man, I got to tell you something. And they, if they come out to you, that's a huge thing. Amen. And if you say, ugh, I ain't trying to talk to you, and you shut them down, that crushes them even further. That doesn't help them. So if you don't know what to say, if you don't know how to approach this stuff, I know an excellent book that you can get today, and it'll help you out with this. I'm almost done. Imagine if you could glimpse the future. For these people who are still on the fence, I'm not going to say, I still love my friends. I still got family members. I love them. I support them. That's fine. You can support a person. You don't have to support what they do. But imagine if you could glimpse the future and you saw that they would suffer from that stuff that we talked about earlier, or contract one of them diseases or something. I know these people. I met this guy who was in that lifestyle, came out and has something that he can't get rid of. Amen. I've talked to these people. So to be on the other side, you've never talked to these people. You have no idea what they're going through. And be like, well, I support it. You don't even know what you're supporting. It's like that Nancy Pelosi. It's like, we got to pass the bill to find out what's in it. No, we can know what's in there first. Amen. And so if you were able to glimpse the future and see that that would happen, what would you do? You would do everything in your power to say, you're about to, you know, suffer something catastrophic. You would try to help them. If you could glimpse further into the future and see that these people were lost, they rejected God all the way to the point where they passed away and they wound up in hell, wouldn't you try to stop that as well? That's even more important. But the good news is we don't have to glimpse the future because God already told us how it's going to end. He let us know who's going to get into heaven, who's not. So I'm going to leave you with this scripture. 1 Corinthians 6:9-11. It says, or do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral. Those are anybody who has sex before or outside of marriage, who practice that lifestyle. Nor idolaters, adulterers, male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, thieves, greedy, drunkards, slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. That's a big list of those people who aren't going to inherit the kingdom. You don't want to have anything, any part of any of that. There's another scripture that says there should not be a hint of sexual immorality among you. Not even a hint. So for those people who are like, oh, it's a gray area. If it's gray, that means you shouldn't be messing with it. Amen. Follow that scripture. That's in Ephesians. And it says, this is the key. And that is what some of you were. Past tense. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. That's important to know. There is a way out. There is hope. There is help. Again, I know people personally who have lived that lifestyle, who have realized that they're about to suffer either physically, spiritually, or whatever, came to God and got out of it. So if someone says, oh, that's your orientation, there's no way to get it. There is. They're lying. That's part of the myths. It's not the truth. Okay? So there's help and there's hope, and we should be able to offer that help through Jesus Christ. Amen?
Yeah, you're listening to the Christian War Room here on BPN Radio and Seismic Radio. If you want to know more about this, you can buy the book by Bruce Smith Jr. called The Truth About or The Truth on Homosexuality. And anyway, worthwhile to check it out and to read it. The main thing is you need facts and factual information to oppose whatever the narrative is in these days and what is being pushed down the media. Okay, let's pray. Lord, we just pray, give us good understanding on this issue and help us to reach out to those, Lord, who are caught up in this lifestyle. We pray for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
For the past half hour, you've been listening to the Christian War Room with host Michael Sean Bourne. For more information on how you can participate or find out more about the Christian War Room, simply go to ChristianWarRoom.com. That's ChristianWarRoom.com.